Hello and welcome to the fourth episode of our new series, The UK Immigration Debate, where we discuss all things immigration. My name is Ali Zaidi and I'm a senior UK immigration solicitor from leading human rights law firm, Zaidi Solicitors. Please take note that all information discussed in this podcast is for information and discussion purposes only and is not formal legal advice about immigration law and should not be viewed as such. If you require further legal assistance, please go to the Law Society website for advice on consulting a specialist UK immigration solicitor. Today we will be discussing Theresa May's planned changes to the UK asylum laws. Theresa May and her Conservative government are planning to introduce new measures that will limit and reduce asylum claims in the UK. It has been proposed that migrants fleeing their countries due to fear of persecution, ill treatment or torture should have their asylum claims processed in rich neighbouring countries. This proposal, in my opinion, is not practical, and it is only workable if the rich neighbouring country is willing to accept the migrants. For example, countries like Saudi Arabia and Qatar have not taken any Syrian refugees and instead have only provided financial support, mainly due to religious and political reasons. The Refugee Council has stated that the proposal to close Britain's borders is thoroughly chilling, while the Institute of Directors said it was astonished by the Home Secretary's irresponsible rhetoric. The Home Secretary has also proposed the following changes to the asylum process. Number one, to return asylum seekers when it is safe for them to return to their countries. Number two, asylum seekers to be provided with no automatic right or minimum stay or protection in the UK if they have previously claimed asylum when travelling through a safe country. Number three, taking action against countries that refuse to take back people that are subject to deportation due to a lack of documentation. And number four, not accepting asylum claims from other EU citizens under the Spanish Protocol of the Lisbon Treaty. The latest official figures confirms that net immigration is at 330,000. And therefore, despite the Home Office's continued tinkering of the immigration laws, they have still failed to reduce net immigration. Theresa May has also suggested further new measures, including the following: to ensure that overseas students return home when they complete their studies. Also, not to allow EU migrants on low incomes in the UK to claim benefits in order to top up their incomes, and also to limit the rights of persons, of partners, of EA nationals to remain in the UK. Now, all these measures that the Home Secretary plans to introduce are unlawful, in my opinion illegal, and in many ways disproportionate. It seems to be an attack on, in many ways, on anyone who has limited status or no status. They seem to be closing what they would perceive as loopholes and basically trying to ensure that people return to their country of origin. There are many reasons for this. Number one, to reduce net immigration, which is the main reason. But number two, another reason, which they will never mention to you, is to generate more income. If somebody, for example, is on a student visa and they're not able to extend, they obviously have to return to their country of origin and reapply. Now, what will happen in that situation is that they apply and they need to pay a further visa fee. So therefore, there's more money in the Home Office's coffers. So it's not purely reduction of net immigration. There's also a financial reason. So in many ways, the Home Office is, you know, they're exploiting the situation, because what they're doing is they're trying to generate as much income as possible. But on the other hand, they're criticising migrants by saying, oh, you're coming to our country, you're using our resources, you're not returning. But they're not explaining this other side. which is, you know, completely disgraceful. What they should do, they should have a process where if somebody does need to return, they maybe have some kind of reduction in the visa fee rather than having to pay the full fee again. Again, these new measures proposed by Theresa May have been heavily criticised. However, it appears that the Home Office are determined to adopt an anti-immigration policy and employ a scattergun approach that to date has failed to reduce net immigration. To conclude, I feel that these new measures are an attack on our asylum process, rule of law, and our sense of democracy. If the Home Office is not challenged, I fear for the worst, and the UK will no longer be considered a safe haven for the vulnerable and persecuted. You have been listening to the UK immigration debate, and please subscribe to this episode on iTunes to ensure you get automatic notification when we release any new episodes. If you have an urgent UK immigration matter, please contact Zaidi Solicitors on 0207 416 6673 or 01582 431 333, or alternatively, go to our website at www.ukimmigrationsolicitors.com. Remember to tune in again next week to our new podcast series, The UK Immigration Debate. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.